1816 is a sombre date in the history of the harpsichord. During an extremely cold May in France, the harpsichords of the Paris Conservatoire were dragged down from the attic where they were stored and broken up and burnt as firewood. These beautiful, often highly decorated instruments were relics of the past, overtaken by the piano and simply taking up space. The demise of the harpsichord in France ties up with the French Revolution and the change in society. As yesterday was Bastille Day, today's Bonbon will look at the fate of three composers closely connected to Marie Antoinette. Balbastre, who had taught Marie Antoinette harpsichord, lost all his official posts and his pension during the French Revolution. Quickly adapting to the situation, he started to play the organ at Notre Dame, which had become known as the Temple of Reason. Playing revolutionary hymns and songs, he kept himself out of harm's way, but died in poverty in 1799. Saint Georges, often nicknamed the Black Mozart, also had close ties to the Queen, but he remained in France. Having experienced racism throughout his life, the democratic ideals of the revolution appealed to him, and in 1789 he joined the National Guard in Lille. A year later, he was appointed to lead a regiment of 1,000 black soldiers defending the revolution. But even that wasn't enough to protect him during the terror. Anyone with aristocratic connections was viewed with suspicion, and in 1793, Saint Georges was imprisoned for a year. After his release, he lived for only 5 more years, dying in poverty, his music largely forgotten. Dussek was another favourite of the Queen. But at the outbreak of the revolution, he quietly fled to England. There, in 1793, he composed a dramatic work for harpsichord or piano, titled The Sufferings of the Queen of France, which portray her imprisonment, trial, and execution. From this, we're going to hear the very descriptive final two movements. Firstly, the Queen invokes the Almighty at the moment of death and the guillotine falls, which is clearly marked with descending scales and chords, and then to end a triumphant apotheosis. They're performed here by the pianist David Kadush.
Thank you.
David Kadush performed the last two movements from The Sufferings of the Queen of France by Dussek. FMR 101.3.